I was reading the New York Post here a couple of days ago, and I was reading an article by my good friend, Dr. John Lott, who joins me on the program now, as he does this time every week. Doctor, welcome back.
Great to talk to you again.
And I'm reading this article, and I realized, I said, this is a really well-written article. I didn't even realize you had written it until I got through it. But, you know, you're right. You're talking about Obama inflaming passions and taking no responsibility, just fanning those flames and then working on the gun control angle, never caring about what the result is. Explain what you meant, because I think you're right on the money.
Well, yeah, thanks. I suppose one of the things that bothers me most about the way the president deals with these issues is he feels compelled to say something almost immediately within, you know, hours of events. Last Thursday, just a few hours before the shooting in Dallas, President Obama was commenting on the previous night's shootings, where you'd had a shooting in Louisiana and Minnesota, and talking about them being related to the racist behavior of police around the country. And I was kind of shocked by the evidence that he brought up. For example, some of the evidence was that, well, blacks and Hispanics make up about 30% of the overall population in the United States. They make up 50% of the people in prison. Anytime he sees a difference that exists, he attributes racism. I'll give you a simple comparison. Men make up 49% of the population, but they make up 93% of the people in prison. Is that due to gender bias, that somehow police discriminate against men? No, I mean, you think that, well, one obvious reason men make up such a much greater portion of the population in prison is that men are a lot more likely to go and commit crime. And, you know, same thing is true for blacks, for example. That's the reason why they're more likely to end up in prison at higher rates. Now, one can go and talk about why they do it, and maybe things that can be done to go and solve that. But that doesn't mean that the police are racist there. And it just was very disappointing. I mean, he's done this many, many times over the last almost 8 years, where if he sees a difference, he automatically attributes the difference to discrimination. I mean, as if somehow we would want to mandate that if blacks and Hispanics make up a total of 30% of the population, then exactly 30% of the people in prison should be blacks and Hispanics. It just,
I think the point that you made in the article that I identified with right off the top, he sees racism whenever there is any disparity in outcomes, no matter what the cause. And that's the point you just made just now. It doesn't matter, because if there's 30% of the population are people of color, there should be 30% of the people in jail of people of color. But when the arrest rates and the crime rates don't follow that pattern, and you're right, we could have a discussion about how this works. And in fact, I would say that the Dallas police chief yesterday hit a lot of these things on the head. You know, everything that's wrong with America, you expect the police to fix it. You know, the schooling's not working. Send it to the cops. Kids are being born out of wedlock. 70% of the kids being born to single mothers. You know, and they're not raised right. Send it to the cops. I mean, he made some good points yesterday that actually made some sense to me.
Right.
You know, but this president will blame it all on race. And then, of course, once it's race, the extension then becomes, well, it's too many guns, it's guns and race, and it's all part of the agenda.
Right, yeah. Well, then, of course, the other thing that he always speaks out on before we even know what happened are guns. So, you know, literally less than 24 hours or so after the attack last Thursday, the president speaking out and saying that the problem is that the Republicans haven't passed more gun control, and specifically alluding to the assault weapons ban that had sunset in 2004. It's just kind of amazing that he would point to that, because it turns out the gun that was used wasn't covered by that assault weapons ban. If it didn't stop him as he keeps on pushing time after time for gun control, that for rules that wouldn't have had anything to do with the attacks, but yet, in part because he speaks out so quickly before we even know what gun was used in the attack. Maybe he might know sometimes, but it doesn't seem to matter. I mean, in this case, he was speaking out using the horrible attack to go and push for gun control rules.
And he usually does that within a couple of hours as well. Doctor, right. A great article. I'm glad that I had a chance to see that and have you on the program about it. If you want to find out more about what John Lott is writing, crimeresearch.org is the place to go. Crimeresearch.org, and check out all of the great books. Dr. John Lott, Jr., always a pleasure, my friend.